But the support structures by then were in place. The Royal Shrewsbury Hospital, although not wasn't treated there, it's our local DGH, has a very good centre along the lines of a Maggie's centre, the Hamar Centre. And I went into a course of counselling there with a guy who I still see occasionally and has been a tremendous strength for me. He's now nearly 80 and he's a Buddhist and he was brought up a Hindu. So when I say that I was raised in a nonconformist church and then went to the Anglican church, then went back to nonconformism, and finally when I was about 40, rejected Christianity, we have some very interesting metaphysical discussions. I joined a local self-support group, which is a very strong, very active one. Though most of them wonder how anyone can get a cancer in their leg when they discover that's where mine have been. I had a long experience with aromatherapy massage. This was tremendously supportive, really incredibly supportive. This opportunity for 45 minutes an hour of just calm and reflection, with no talking, and you know, being physically relaxed, it was brilliant. I tried healing, different kinds of healing, and you know, a number of other things with perhaps less determination than those two. And I joined a number of online support groups. And here, if you ever heard of the ACOR, the Association of Cancer Online Resources, which is run out of New York, it's the most incredible charitable operation on the internet, frankly. Something like over 300 self-support groups, all self-managed, run and put together by an incredible guy whose wife had breast cancer. But at that time, there was nothing UK-focused that I felt was relevant to me.